But there is a second option, to find ways of creating a more bee-friendly environment. There's another research group at the University of Reading who are trying a very different approach. Scientists Vicky and Jenny Wickens are investigating a way to help bees thrive on prime agricultural land without affecting the way we farm. So, what have we got here?
This is a sown flower strip. So, these flower strips are put in so they can boost the natural pollinators in the area. In fact, with bumblebees, we found 500% more bumblebees here than we do at grassy field margins in comparison.
They're conducting a trial across 16 different farms. And where they planted these flower strips, they found the number of solitary bees went up by about a third, and bumblebees increased fivefold.
We see what the bees get out of it. What's in it for the farmer?
They get improved yields. We have put potted plants in both the flower strips and in the field boundaries, they're just typical grassy field boundaries. And we are looking at the number of seeds that are produced by these potted plants. We found a 50% increase in the number of seeds in the flower strips rather than the field boundaries. And this just proves how important these flower strips are to the farmer.
So if successful, these flower strips could not only give bees a home in the countryside, they could actually increase the amount of food farmers can produce without changing the way they grow their crops. But there's another potential solution in the pipeline, which in the long term could be rather promising, although it is some way off. Lynn Field is doing something which might make us less dependent on traditional pesticides. She's creating genetically modified plants which she believes could one day replace pesticides and help protect our bees.